Aleishu, Chelek Beis Tav Nun Hei, the 21st chapter, Chanukah Tzuras HaChag. Neis Chanukah Lehaya HaNes HaYichidi She'ira BeBeis HaMikdash. The Chanukah miracle was not the only miracle that happened in Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah Pekei Avos Perek Hei, Asara Nisim Nasu LeAvoseinu BeBeis HaMikdash. 10 miracles were performed for our forefathers, Be'ofen Temidi. These were constant miracles. Kol ipush, kol sirachoin, kol nezek mireach basal hayasham. No rotting, decomposition of the meat, nor any harm from the aroma. This is mentioned there in Pekei Avos. Ki kol ze barak achrei achet shadam rishon la'ilam. These processes of decomposition and rotting only came to the world after the chet of Adam Rishon. Nature, as it was created by Kadosh Baruch Hu originally in its Kedusha, without being spoiled by chait, nature then does not have any processes of decay. Velo yizei bilvad, not only that, haneis shel asuch ha-shemen shemele kol ha-kelim bevayis shemen. This is the neis when Elisha Navi caused the small container of oil to fill all the utensils that the poor widow had in Menachim Beis Perek Daled, lo haya nes legabe Elisha Navi, shehu bikdushasoy hemid esatev al maskuntoy kdushasoy shehu mafreu marbe bilmatzoy. Vis-a-vis Elisha Navi, it's not a nes. The kedusha of Elisha Navi makes the situation so that for him nature operates in its original and holy state, and mimele, it just proliferates. There's an abundance without end. Kach haya lifnei chet Adam Rishon. That's how it was before the chet. V'chach haya la'osid lavoi kede'isa b'shabes daf lamed and k'suboyis kufyud aleph. That's how it will be la'osid lavoi lefi matzav ha'briya ata. Of course, between these two points, between the original bria and how it will be la'osid lavoi. The nes, the way that we see it, is that Elisha Navi had the kedusha, had the power to restore nature to its original kedusha. Our conclusion is: im beveis hamikdash serera kedusha kmo ba'olam lifnei achet. If in the beis hamikdash there was a state of kedusha like there was in the world before the chet of Adam Harishon. Ein ze pele kol kach, ki befach ha-shemen ha-yisa bracha kazeis, she-ha-shemen dalak shemona yamim. It's not all that surprising that the pach shemen that was found by the chashmonaim, it had a bracha in it so that the oil burnt for 8 days. Ve'alenu lechapes malach yisei amoik bevanas ha-nes u-ma shekadam lo. We need to search for a deeper understanding, a deeper process in understanding the miracle and what preceded it. We find indeed that the Rishonim paid attention to this, they discussed this. The Bach cites the words of Maharam Mirotenburg. In Chanukah, the Iker Gzera was because there were lax in the Avodah. And when they did the tshuva, and they were prepared to be moiser nefesh for the avodah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped them through the kohanim. So this is what the Bach writes. Beforim ikar hagzera ha'isa lefi shenenu misodase shel Achashverosh. As we know in Purim, mostly the gzera was decreed because they participated and benefited from the seudah v'Achashverosh. Al ken nigzar alein lahareg ulabedes agufim. Therefore the gzera there was physical annihilation. Because the transgression, the mistake involved a physical benefit. The tshuva involved, it was appropriate tshuva, it involved fasting. Like Esther told Mordechai, lech kenois es kol ha-yehudim, al tochlu, gather all the Jews and fast. And therefore, also correspondingly, when the salvation came, it is marked by, to a certain extent, by physical pleasures of the banquet. Lizko ikanes, and this is, of course, in order to remember the essence of the Nes. I made a note for myself to look at the Maharal in Gvorois Hashem. In the standard edition, it's on page Nun Aleph. continuing, aval beChanukah, ikara gzera esal sheisrashlu b'avodah. Chanukah was something else altogether. The gzera came because there were lacks in the avodah of Beis Hamikdash, val kein ha'isa gzera levatel mehem avodah. Therefore the gzera, midah keneged midah, was that the avodah would cease. Pidetani bevraisa shegazah alehem levatel hatamid. There was a gzera to stop the korban tamid service. ועוד אומר לי, מצווה אחת יש בידן, אם אתם מבטלים עיסה מידם עם עבודים. ואיזה זה הדלקת המנורה? אז חזל relate to us that this person told the enemy that they have this mitzvah called הדלקת המנורה, and if you manage to cause them to desist from that, they will be lost. הדלקת המנורה, שכסוף בה להליס נר תמיד. כל זמן שמדיקין עיסה, תמיד הם עומדים. As long as they light the menorah, they will endure. So the Yevonim took this seriously, and they took measures to ensure that the menorah would not be lit. They made all the oils tomei. So the tshuva had to be a corresponding tshuva, just like in the case of Purim. So when they were prepared not to be moisa nefesh al avida, the tshuva came through the kohanim davka, those who did the avoid in Beis Hamikdash. And therefore, again, correspondingly, the neis didn't happen stam kacha. It was specifically in the nerois. In corresponding to and in response to the fact that they literally poured heiru, they poured their souls. They were moist and nefesh for kiyum avida. Therefore, the essence of Chanukah after the salvation is halel v'hoidashi avidashi balev, as opposed to Purim, where it's a seuda. Notwithstanding the fact that it's an Indian of seuda and Chanukah, but the ikar is lehalel u'lehoidais. It's not a physical celebration, it's an avidashi balev. Says the author, panim chadashis reinu kan. We see a remarkable insight. Gezerois einen ba'os bli siba. Gezerois are not something that happen without rhyme or reason, just something arbitrary that Hashem chooses. Hagzera ba b'mida keneged mida. It's always corresponding to what preceded it. Im lo hayasa eze hisrashlus ba'avida. Had there not been a laxity in avida, lo hayu gezerois yevanim, then we would not have been subjected to their decrees. The gzera was in the very concept where there was a laxity. As we mentioned, both the chait and the consequences were in the Beis Hamikdash. When they were prepared to be moisa nefesh, they immediately saw the response from Hashem in kind. Both in the battle that they had to wage, they saw the nisim over there, a remarkable military victory. So too in the restoration of the avodah through the nes of the Pach Shemen. So from here, this is a prototype for understanding the many phenomena in the history of Am Yisrael. Chait gorer acharav gezerois. Chait brings in its wake terrible decrees. Us shuvah mevi'a lahatzalah, the shuvah brings salvation, ve'en gezerah b'li chait. It doesn't come for naught. Herchev b'uirozeh timtza b'marech sabitachoin b'agit b'el shadal. So more on this will come later on in the set of essays on bitachoin. Mahalach zeh, this process that we've just learned, hu binyan av l'harbe tekufois im harbe gzerois b'seldeis haklal esel. As we just said a moment ago, it's a prototype for many periods in our history with, unfortunately, many gzerois. Every decree is preceded necessarily by a laxity, a negligence on our part in Avodas Hashem. And salvation comes after the tshuva with Mesirus Nefesh. Hagzera ba beikvois ha'ester pnei ha'ashgacha shenigrema ma'arifyoin. The gzera comes as a consequence of hastaras panim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides himself and hides his providence from us, and has it caused? It's caused by our negligence, through which Klal Yisrael then falls from its supreme level of divine protection, which is our natural portion, our natural lot. והתשובה במסירות נפש מעמידה את שוב במצבו האמיתי של דבקות בשם. תשובה with מסירות נפש, once again, restores כלל ישראל to its real state of attachment to הקדוש ברוך הוא. Hein mesiras nefesh mevia de nes. So this point that you just made, when a person is moisa nefesh or a nation is moisa nefesh, it leads to nisim. Yesoid ze hinenu lomdim echazal atzmam. Chazal themselves established this fundamental principle. We're quoting in Gemara in Brachos daf chaf. Omer le Rav Papa le Abaye. Mai shela rishonim de misra shelu nisa, u mai shna anan de lo misra shelu nisa. Why is it that in early times there were Nisim. The Tanakh enumerates numerous Nisim. And in our times, this is in the time of the Gemara already, we don't have that. We don't see Nisim happening. This is a continuation of the question. Rav Papa continues. If it's because of learning, the abundance of learning that exists, Beshonei de Rav Yehuda, Kula Tanuye bin Zikin Hava, Banan Kamasnina Shita Sida. So in the times of Rav Yehuda, which is not all that much earlier, we're still talking about an Amoira. There is Rav Yehuda, the Talmud of Rav and Shemuel. In his years, all the learning was in Nezikin. It was limited in extent. Vanan Kamasnina Shita Sidra. We, says Abaye, says Rav Papa, we have six Sidorim that we are bok in and that we study. And nonetheless, v'chihavi imati Rav Yehuda be'uktzin, ha'isha shekoveshes yarak b'gdera, v'amal ha'zeisim shekoveshar b'trefen, omar havayez d'rav u'shemel kachazin an hacha. Again, to emphasize the points of Rav Papa, when Rav Yehuda would come to the section in Uktzin about a woman who's pickling various vegetables, he would be stumped, so to speak. These are the discussions of Rav and Shmuel that we see over here. It was very difficult. We have 13 different compilations of brisos in Uktzin, says Rav Papa. We have much more. Our learning, the quantity that we have is tremendous. And yet, says Rav Papa, ki hava shalif chad mesanei ase mitra. When Rav Yehuda would take off one shoe, the rain would come. Meaning in a time of drought, if Rav Yehuda would just begin to show a process of tshuva, he would take off one shoe, because mourners are barefoot, the rain would already come. Ve'anan kametzarina nafshin, we, says Rav Papa, when there's a drought, we fast. Umtzavach kametzavchinan, and we cry out Hashem, ve'leis de mashkach ban, nobody pays attention, it doesn't make a difference. That's the question. Omar Lei, Abaye said to him, Kamai hava kamasre nafshei kedushas Hashem. The early ones were moise nefesh on kedushas Hashem. Anan lo imasin nafshei kedushas Hashem. We don't. Ki ad rab adabar ahava chazi alehai kusis dehavi slavisha karabalta beshuka. Like the case of Rav Adabar Ava, when he saw a Gentile woman, she was dressed in a provocative manner in the shuk, Savada Bas Israeli, he thought she was a Jewess, Kam Kiraimina. It had consequences, he had to pay for that, but he did it. Says the author, Admoir Zichoyagin and Lenobi Erg Marazo Kimin Choymem. Rav Yerucham explained this beautifully. Abaye lo diberkan al Mesirus Nefesh Bishas Hashmad. Abaye is not talking about Mesirus Nefesh in a time of Shemad, when the authorities are doing their utmost to destroy the Jewish people or to force us to adopt their ways. He's not talking about the three averois of Yihareg ve'al yavoi. In all generations, and certainly in the generation of Rav Papa and Abaye, there would be Moisa Nefesh there, anyone would be. Mesirus Nefesh sheyeches bechol mitzvah u'mitzvah. What Abaye is pointing out is that Mesirus Nefesh is shaykh in every mitzvah. The point is that you start off, Mesirus Nefesh is applicable to every single mitzvah, but it has levels. It has particular categories and levels all the way to the supreme level of Yehareg ve'al yavo. But it doesn't stop there. Rav Adabar Ava, Masanaf She'al Techacha. Rav Adabar Ava, we see it wasn't Shmaden, it wasn't Shalosh Averois, but it was Moise Nefesh on the mitzvah of Techacha. What is this definition of Mesirus Nefesh? The broader definition that we are not so familiar with. Laleches be'avidas Hashem ad k'tze gvul kochos nefesh sheba adam. This definition of Mesirus Nefesh is that in Avidas Hashem we go to the utmost edge of our abilities. Kochos HaNefesh means particularly psychological abilities. We push ourselves to the edge of our ability, Shiyu Kochos Adam Ba'Avodah B'Fo'al HaGamur, so that our abilities in our selves should be in Avodah expressed to the fullest, B'Fo'al HaGamur, the no longer potential but completely actualized. V'chan hu soyed ha'nisim, and this is the secret, this is a profound idea about miracles. Ka'asher ha'adam menatzel kol ha'koyechos sheyeshnam loy b'teva ad ha'katzeh. When a person utilizes all the abilities that he has naturally, all the way to the edge, to his utmost, b'zeh u'magi l'madagas le'mala min ha'teva. So then he's, anyway, he's standing just there at the level of le'mala min ha'teva, and then he earns nisim. Vezois, and this is ki hanagas lemala min ha'teva hanagas shel Hashem Yisbarach kmo hanagas ha'teva. It's not separated by this gigantic chasm. It's not like a gulf between them. It's just when a person gets to the utmost of what he has b'teva, the Hashem's conduct of lemala min ha'teva is just the next step naturally. Umi shemenatzel kol ma shenitan lo b'teva, a person who utilizes everything, exploits everything that was given to him naturally. So then the next step naturally is lemala min ha'teva dehainu neis, that is to say a miracle. Ayin das chokhma musar, chelek alef mama alef vegimel umama kuf vav. Well, after this remarkable explanation, me'ata lechanuka shelanu. Now, as far as our Chanukah, harei zehu chag ha'chizuk. Having said everything above, having understood the deeper process of the chag, we understand this is a chag of chizuk. Kol ma shenitan lanu lilmoid me'atishu'ez v'amilchomez b'chag zehu. Everything given to us to learn from the wars, from the salvation, this chag is mesirus nefesh. It's a chag of mesirus nefesh. Ilu zechinu, if we make the most of it, hayinu mefikim mechanukah chizuk lemeshech kol hashana. We would extract and derive from Chanukah chizuk for the rest of the year. Ki zoi segulas hachag. That's the property of the chag. That's its characteristic. Mao chizuk. Moshe Rabbeinu amar l'dor hanichnas l'Eretz Yisrael. Moshe addresses the generation which is about to enter Eretz Yisrael. Chizku ve'imtzu. Be strong. Al tiru ve'al tarzu mipenem. Do not fear them. Do not be broken before them. Ki Hashem Elokecha ha'alech imecha. Hashem goes with you. Lo yarpecha ve'lo yazvecha. In Parashas Vayelech. Rashi. Lo yarpecha lo yiten lecha rifyoin lios ne'ezav mimeni. He will not give you weakness to be detached from him. Divrei Rashi ketzarim b'makom zeh v'asherim b'makom acher. Authors, of course, paraphrasing Chazal. Chazal say, divrei Torah, aniyim b'makom echad, asherim b'makom acher. Often you find that a statement somewhere, a source somewhere, is very brief and cryptic, but elsewhere in the Torah, it's elaborated. That's what Chazal referred to as aniyim and asherim. So the author is using the same type of expression. Rashi here is very brief. Elsewhere, he explains more in detail. Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha'shalom niba. Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Ve'eschanan told him through prophecy that when they will be in Galus, you will seek out Hashem and you will find him. When you seek him with all your heart, so here we have, we're going to see the Rashi, which is a little bit more elaborate than the Rashi before in Parashas Vayelech. Sham kosav Rashi, then Va'eschanan Rashi writes, what's lo yarpecha? Lo yarpecha milachazik becha biyadav. He won't let you go. He'll hold on to you. Ve'lashon lo yarpecha lashon lo yafilhu, grammatically. Lo yiten lecha rifyoin lo yafrish yischa me'etzle. He won't let you separate from him. He won't let go. Says the author, "Harei zehu matzavoi ha'amiti shel ha'perat v'aklal b'Yisrael." This is the real state, the original, the pristine state of the individual and the klal within klal Yisrael. Hakadosh Baruch Hu machzik bo b'shtei yadav kidechol. It's as if Hakadosh was grabbing him. Hakadosh was holding him with two hands. Re'afish esem mitzvoi. Won't let him go. Hu yisborach le'olam le'yazov adam Yisrael. Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let go. Rak. Adam yachol yishemet mitoch yadav, but the person can choose to slip from Hashem's hands, ve'laleches le'darkoi, and go on his own way, ve'liv oitboi, and to reject. Here's the analogy. Lifamim ro'im yeled olech berechoi, ve'yemo machzika b'yadav. You see a child walking, holding his mother's hand, ufitoim hayeled moitzi yadav miyad imo v'ratzi darkoi. And the child just pulls away. He slips away from his mother and runs on his way. זהו ציור לאדם הרוצה ללכת לבד. That's an illustration of a person who wants to go on his own. He wants to do his own thing. הוא משמיט עצמו מתחת ידיו של בוראי. So then he slips out of the hands of the creator. הקדוש ברוך הוא allows that to happen. ואמר, back to the first פסוק, אם וילך, אומר משה רבנו עליו השלום לדורי, חזקו ואמצו, be strong, להיות חזקים ותקיפים מאוד במה שמוטל עליהם, to be strong and very firm in what's incumbent upon them. אל תראו ואל תרצו מפניהם. Don't fear, don't be broken before these enemies, כי היראה מבני אדם היא כבר סימן של ניתוק דק מהבורא. Fear of people is already symptom of a slight attachment from, sorry, detachment, a slight detachment from the Creator. It's a symptom. And then Moshe continues, Hashem Elokech Hu Olech Imcha. Hashem is walking with you. Lo Yarpecha Velo Yazvecha. You won't let go. Heyei Chazak Bavodescha. Be strong in Avodah. Ve'avodim Kol HaKoches Shenitnu Lecha B'tivacha. With all the koiches, not a half-hearted job. Do it with all of your strength that was given to you naturally. בלי שום יראה ופחד ממישהו, without fearing anything or anyone, כי הקדוש ברוך הוא מחזיק בך בשתי ידיו, הקדוש ברוך הוא is holding on to you. כמה עלינו להתחזק בימי חנוכה דווקא? We have to become stronger in ימי חנוכה, וחס וחלילה לא לבלס עם מקדשים אלא במשחקים ונשבים, and not to waste away, to wear away these holy days, all sorts of games and parties, אלא להתחזק בעבודת השם בחיזוק רב, but to strengthen ourselves in עבודת השם. הבך כוסה בשם מהר"ם מרוטנבורג בהלכות חנוכה. He writes, שתקנו שמונה ימים להלל וידהה, שהיא עבודה שבלב דווקא. They established, unlike Purim, which is characterized by physical celebration, by the Seuda, here it's 8 days of הלל וידהה, which is עבודה שבלב, as we saw at the beginning of this chapter. וזהו עניין החיזוק. This is the concept of the חיזוק שצריך להשחיל בעבידה שבלב. It has to begin with עבידה שבלב. רק בעבידה זוי מספרי לאדם במה הוא צריך להשחזק. It's only through עבידה שבלב. Only that it becomes clear to a person where he needs to be stronger ומהו גדר העבידה האמיתיס שבעליו להשחזק עד שיח אותו. And to clarify to himself the גדרים, to clarify the limits of true עבידה where he can push to the utmost of his ability. How he says Zois, b'may ha-chag ha-kadosh, a person who does this during the holy chag of Chanukah, yikach memenu chizuk lechol yomais ha-shana, mamash b'ezras Hashem. Takes, draws from Chanukah strength for the entire rest of the year. Ad kan.